You're listening to Bush Telegraph, Cameron Wilson with you. Well, the poor showing of the National Party, the relatively poor showing of the National Party at the weekend's state election in Victoria, has led some to speculate that that party, the Party for Country People, has lost its way and lost its support. The result that's getting most of the attention is the seat of Shepparton, where our reporter Warwick Long is based. Hi, Warwick.
G'day, Cameron.
Why is your seat, the seat where you are based, getting so much attention?
It's fascinating because the seat where I'm based has never had this much attention for generations of people. It's been 47 years that the National Party have held on to the seat of Shepparton, but all of a sudden, in northeast Victoria, yet another independent looks like it will be wresting a seat from the Conservative Party. So the National Party has held this seat, and for the last 17 years in this seat, it's been Jeanette Powell, who was recently the local government minister in the Victorian Parliament. She's retired this election, and National Party put forward Greg Barr to compete for them at this election, and it looks like an independent will beat him for that seat.
So this has been one of those seats the National Party takes to the bank, to quote George Bush.
Exactly, takes to the bank. And certainly their seat, one of the National Party seats in probably the most metropolitan-type area that the National Party held a seat. So it was certainly a jewel in their crown.
Yeah, so what changed?
Well, it's been a really long period of change, and frustration had been growing in this community. So in 1999, the Kennett government was thrown out by regional Victoria, and that was seen as that when Steve Brax won for the Labor Party, starting a long time of Labor holding power in Victoria. And it was regional seats that defined that victory, but it was seats in Ballarat, Bendigo and Geelong. And ever since then, Shepparton, which already felt like a poor cousin to these other regional cities, has been, well, feeling like they were losing out in funding to these other regional cities. A lot more money to these tight political seats in Bendigo and Ballarat has been thrown that way rather than flowing through to Shepparton. So there was that feeling in the community, and then there was just a perfect storm of a really strong, well-known lawyer, Susanna Sheed, standing as an independent in this seat, a retiring member, and also a few other sort of, I suppose you'd call them political mishaps made by the Federal National Party during the campaign as well, really sort of highlighted that the community wasn't happy with where they were. And then on the weekend, they all seemingly voted more for the independent. And the real surprise has been that the Labor Party vote in the area hasn't changed all that much. Neither did the Greens, the Country Alliance and the National Party is where a lot of the votes have come from to allow this independent to win.
Okay, what were the mishaps you referred to?
Well, there was comments made by Barnaby Joyce as part of the ABC program by Heather Ewart on the National Party about how when the decision by the federal government to fund or not fund SPC Ardmona was made, that the National Party didn't stand up in the candidate and Barnaby Joyce had, in the cabinet, and Barnaby Joyce had said, well, it's not a National Party seat. Federally, it's held by the Liberals, Sharman Stone, and the idea was, well, why should they defend it if it's not a National Party seat, even though it is in their heartland? And that was made during the campaign. Look, local news here really only covered that story for a day or two, but it was certainly part of the fabric.
So this idea that a failure of the federal government to stand up for SPC led to this result, don't buy that?
The state National Party is certainly laying the blame there. I know from being in the community here that wouldn't have been the primary reason for their vote. It was certainly the feeling that Shepparton's missing out to its other centres. If you'd like some figures, Cameron, during the campaign, Susanna Sheed was mentioning this quite a long. Bendigo to the west of Shepparton is getting a new hospital at $630 million. Warrnambool's getting a second upgrade of $100 million, and there needs to be $200 million spent in Shepparton right now on a master plan that's been out there for 15 years. And the best that could be promised was during this election of $75 million from the National Party. So Shepparton feels like it's missing out. Bendigo, Warrnambool, Ballarat was getting more. And that is certainly the big reason behind the swing here in northern Victoria.
Okay, so this sense of being taken for granted.
It's not the marginal seat. And that was really the main aim from the independent candidate, Susanna Sheed, to try and make this seat marginal to attract more funding to the region. She's been saying today she's quite surprised by the result, didn't expect to get as many votes as she did. And we'll have to speak to her partners at the law firm that she owns to talk to them about the future with her in the business if she does get elected.
But what do you read into this result in terms of a statewide trend? Is this just something that happened, you know, a bunch of local factors at play that led to this result, or is it indicative of a broader trend in Victoria?
There are certainly a lot of local issues that led to this result, but it can't go without saying that this was a very bad election result for the National Party more generally. Their vote has been down over 1%. They've lost a key seat in Shepparton, and they look like losing some more seats in the upper house. It should be tempered by the fact that 2010 was a successful election for the National Party in Victoria, and it was one of their better results across the country, where they picked up a seat. They actually fought off an independent in Gippsland East, Craig Ingram. They took that seat back from Craig Ingram in Gippsland East. Tim Bull is now the member there for the National Party, and they were thought to be in a really strong position coming into this election. But then, yeah, they've lost a seat here, and their vote was down across a lot of areas, and there's disappointment from within the National Party about how competitive they were in a couple of three-cornered contests against both Liberal and Labor candidates in seats like Ripon and elsewhere around the state.
Because I'm always intrigued about the success of federal independent Cathy McGowan in the last federal election. I'm intrigued as to whether the influence of that win is overstated or not. So from what you're saying, it seems like people have been looking next door and decided that an independent can get a better deal for the local constituents than a rusted-on local member.
This wasn't a Cathy McGowan-backed candidate. They'd certainly spoken, they said, once before the election took place. But it is that model, a really well-known, respected person from the community. Susanna Sheed's on the RACV board. She was the chair of the Fairly Leadership Foundation, so has had a big role in the community that gets out there in the community, well financially backed by people within the community to try and make the seat more competitive. And that's where the Cathy McGowan campaign started. And it's certainly that type of model. This had less of a social media influence in this seat. Mm. It was certainly a lot more local media, front page spreads around the papers and a lot of community billboards and so forth. But it is that model. And it can't be left without saying that the Shepparton community would have looked over to see what Cathy McGowan did against Sophie Mirabella federally and so close to where they live, and probably thought something similar could happen here.
So is there any discussion that come the next federal election, which is still some time away, that the incumbent Sharbin Stone, Liberal incumbent, is in any danger?
There's been probably more commentary from outside the region than in on that. The factors that have led these two independent candidates to win probably aren't seen as likely to be successful against Sharbin Stone. She's a very active local member, spends a lot of time in a lot of those tiny areas where there's only a few votes at polling booths, meeting with people and going to events out there. The old saying that should go to the opening of an envelope has been used many times around this community, and it'd be a very big effort to try and unseat Sharbin Stone in a seat that has such a large majority. But that's what people thought about Shepparton as well, and that's what people thought about Indi. So I suppose you could say never, but certainly the fact that Sharbin Stone is so active in the community and does spend so much time in smaller booths, probably garnering support, would be seen as a tougher task for someone to take up that effort. But who knows? That's, I think, is what we've learnt from this in northeast Victoria, is that when an independent stands, you better take notice.
Care to speculate what maybe senior Liberal MPs might say if Sharbin Stone was unseated?
Who knows? After the SPC...
she hasn't been towing the line, the party line of late.
She certainly hasn't been towing the line. Yeah. Has been overseas at the UN lately, has Sharbin Stone. But yeah, it'd be very interesting to see messages from the party if that happened. But I'd say that would be very unlikely.
A long way down the track yet, anyway, isn't it? All right, thanks, Warwick. I appreciate your insights from the weekend's Victorian state election.
Thanks, Cameron.
Warwick Long, who is our reporter in Shepparton.